Because we practice very hard on Wednesday and Thursday. It's just, you know, it's a time to back down a little bit and get the players in the right frame of mind mentally. And we've done the physical part, and now we do the mental part twofold today. And then we kind of ramp back up again tomorrow a little bit before we get ready to take off. Well, I think, you know, obviously me and Sashi have had a lot of conversations. You know, nothing's etched in stone right now. I think we feel good about the things he's done here, you know, since the day he's come. Since the day he came here, rather. He has demonstrated leadership, ability to play the position for us. He showed the poise that we look for in a quarterback. And, you know, I think all those conversations are things we'll continue to have as we move through the season. But, you know, does he have a possibility to have more discussions as we move forward about his long-term commitment to our organization? Yes. But, again, I think you guys kind of know me. I'm just kind of focused on this weekend and this game, and I'm sure he is too. Oh, absolutely. I think it's unknown everywhere. You said it, you know. But again, you know, that's part of being, you know, with a staff and people you know, because you're going to have to make adjustments on the fly, you know. And that's the way I think every staff kind of goes into it. I'm not trying to speak for everybody else, but I know we will. We have to, because there's going to be some things that are expected and there'll be some things that are unexpected. And it's just how you handle the unexpected will make a difference to your football team. Oh, how my team's going to look? Oh, no, I know how my team's going to look. Oh, yeah, I mean, we've practiced, you know, and I know who's out there. So I know what we're trying to do offensively, defensively, and special teams-wise. So, yeah, I have a pretty good idea what we should look like on Sunday.
Do you have any kind of emotions, or have you given yourself any time to think about, you know, just you coming back and getting a second chance as a head coach here? Have you soaked any of that?
No, honestly, I haven't. I haven't thought about it not one time. I think what I've thought about is what we need to do to win the game, you know, how to best prepare our team. That's been going on since the day I got the job. You know, what do I think it's going to take to give us the best opportunity this season to be winners, and creating the right environment, creating the right culture, you know, making sure that we stay collaborative within our building, which I think we've been outstanding. Making sure that our players understand the work ethic that it takes to be a big-time NFL pro player, and then what it takes to win, you know, each and every week. And I think we've done that. Now the proof is in, we got to go win. You know, that's all that's left to do, and that's where my mind is all the time. It's not really in the what's gone on in the past in my career.
How do you think they might use him? What are your thoughts on him as a player?
He's a tremendous football player. He's one of the best at this position. He's played everywhere along that line. You know, they're like any other team. They're looking for a matchup. They're trying to find the weakest link on the line and put him there. And just like I think all good coaches do. So I've seen him at defensive end. I've seen him at defensive tackle. I've seen him, you know, up and around in his career. You know, so he has flexibility as a football player. There's a lot of things he can do, but he's a really good football player.
Are you a big pregame speech guy? If so, do you have anything planned for the first?
I don't have anything planned. Anything that comes from me to our players really comes from my heart at the end of the day. So I don't go write anything up. You know, I'm kind of a reaction person. You know, I see things and I react, sometimes unfavorably, sometimes favorably. So. I think our players know anything I say to them will be coming from me. It won't be something that I put together or thought through or anything like that. But I have a time where I can get a little fiery, and there's times I kind of let it go, you know, and let the players take care of it. Because at the end of the day, it's a player's game, and they have to make the choice and decision. I don't think they need me up there with some fiery speech to get them to play. I think our guys understand and know what the situation is come Sunday.
Would you say that RG will be, you know, kind of on a longer leash? I mean, in this game, for instance, if, like what was happening in Tampa, where he was getting sacked a lot in that first half, if this defensive front is just getting to him a lot early on, will you let him work through it, or, you know, will you kind of have him on a longer leash?
Well, I think you said it. That had nothing to do with him. You know, I, you know, as opposed to what I think people think, that he's holding the ball, that wasn't it at all. You know, when a quarterback gets hit, a lot of people take responsibility for that. It's not just him. The offensive line, receivers, backs, tight ends, you know, everybody has a role to play in order to make sure that the quarterback stays clean. And he has one, too. Got to get the ball out of your hand. But at the same time, I think sometime it all goes to the quarterback, and it's not where it is. If we are getting hit like that, then I got to do a better job of putting us in a better situation to help our offensive football team. We don't plan on that. You know, that's not the plan. But sometimes those things do happen, but hopefully not at that regularity that was happening. You know, that's not something that we'd be excited to see.